This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dottiglia along with Charlie Long, Steve Geller joins us for our Bet 365 triple option feature. Steven, you first.
Well, the buzz continues to be all around Derek Carr and what I guess he hasn't said, but and not appearing at the team's, you know, organized team activities that are going on right now. They're all voluntary, but instead of being around the team and trying to rehab this shoulder injury of his, he's making YouTube videos and reviewing Rolls Royces. My question, though, is if he really is trying to force his way out of town, whether it's trade, whether it's getting released, and I'm with you, Mike. I heard you say nobody's trading for this guy in this contract. So he wants his release. Which team is coming to sign Derek Carr? Is it going to be someone like, I don't know, Cleveland Browns? Is it going to be the Pittsburgh Steelers? It doesn't seem that there's very many options for Derek Carr out there, and I'd be careful what you wish for because both those locations I mentioned as well, they're outside cold weather venues, not the comfy inside of a temperature-controlled Superdome. So, yeah, my whole thing right now is what is Derek Carr's endgame here and where does he think he's going to end up?
He must think, or his agent thinks, they've got a landing spot. Okay, you're not doing this without a game plan. That you've got a landing spot somewhere. Now, here's things that might cloud the waters. What's going to happen with Kirk Cousins?
Right.
I can't see Kirk going to training camp in Atlanta. I know he had the one-on-one with Arthur Blank and everything else, but that would see, if anybody's going to make a trade for somebody, I think it might be Cousins a lot more than it would be for Derek Carr.
I'd agree with you on that front.
It's a couple of hefty contracts, though, guys.
Right.
And we'll see what happens. Kirk would be a very expensive backup. I agree with you, Mike. He's not going to be in Atlanta by the time, you know, we're to training camp and all that good stuff. Guys, it's a terrible look with Derek Carr. And I'll get into my triple option thing in a second. But you see the Saints posting all these pictures and videos of their players doing workouts and lifting weights and getting, you know, kind of the team camaraderie early on in the offseason. And where's Derek Carr? He's doing a Rolls Royce review on YouTube with his brother. It's a bad look. You can slice it whichever way you want. I know there's reports that are coming out that are saying, he wants out. He's trying to push his way out. And
I believe that.
Is this shoulder injury even legitimate? And we have people that always text in just like, when did this happen? You know, how did this happen? We don't know. And that's where it kind of questions the legitimacy of this injury.
I can tell you, I heard Mike Mayock say it today. Mike was in Las Vegas. He got fired along with, certainly with John Gruden
right.
was there. But Mike Mayock made the comment that he had the AC joint injury there.
Right.
But it never got operated on. Why would you bring it up now if you had it? Why wouldn't you have this done in January?
It seems like a nice little fallback for him to lean on here and say, it's legit. It's not like I'm making this up. Whether it's season-ending surgery that's needed, I really don't know.
Yeah. So to answer your question, Mayock sort of quelled that saying in 2020.
Multiple years ago.
Oh,
right.
He had an AC joint injury with the Raiders. And, you know, Mike's got nothing to gain by saying that other than the fact he's just telling you the truth. But if you've had it for that long, why didn't you get it worked on?
Instead of reviewing Cars 2 on YouTube right now, why aren't you taking care of that?
Going to Paris, France.
Yeah, exactly.
Tough. Guys, I'm going with SEC baseball. Today, D1 released their field of 64 projection, basically at the midway point of conference play. They have 13 teams from the SEC making it in. Sounds a little bit like college hoops, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
7-1 seeds. They have Texas at number one, Arkansas at number two, Tennessee at number four, Georgia at five, Auburn at six, LSU at nine, and Ole Miss at 13, all regional hosts. They have three number two seeds, Vanderbilt, Oklahoma, and Alabama, and three number three seeds sneaking in, Kentucky, Mississippi State, and Texas A&M. And I was watching their stream kind of talking about it. They discussed the paths that some of those teams at the back end, like Kentucky, Mississippi State, and Texas A&M, really have to reach that basically 13, 14-ish win barrier to potentially break into the field of 64. But right now, as we speak, 13 SEC teams in the field of 64 for college baseball.
Jen brought it up when we had her on, Jen Hale, about trades. We've not had one trade involving a first-round pick. That is unprecedented. That has not happened in the modern draft world situation. We're going back to when the NFL and AFL merged their drafts back in 1967. I'm hearing a lot of teams would like to trade back. The problem is finding a dance partner. I think everybody wants to trade back and get maybe an extra second or a third or fourth round pick out of it. And I do agree with her. I think we will see some deals happen on draft night for a specific player. But I think there are a lot more teams that are looking to trade back than trade forward, because the meat of this draft is like from 18 to like 75. That's where I want to collect all my picks. But if everybody got the same idea, guess what? It ain't going to happen.
It goes back to what Daniel Jeremiah said, Mike, when he mentioned that talking to a bunch of GMs and league executives, that this draft specifically, it's not necessarily the superstar draft, but it's the starter draft. You're going to potentially pick up multiple studs in the first few rounds that are going to be, you know, day one plug and play guys for you. And not even just in round one, but early in round two into round three potentially as well. Like you mentioned, the top 75-ish players. So, yes, I can understand teams wanting to trade back, like you had said. But, yeah, it takes two to tango, so to speak.
Two to tango, and I think the trades will happen when a team falls in love with a player. Man, I got to get him. Okay, that's the worst thing in the world to happen. Man, again, it's almost like the relationship stuff Jen and I were talking about. But it is true. You fall in love with a player. Man, Mike Ditka fell in love with Ricky Williams.
Oh, boy.
Look what happened there.
Don't bring that up, please.
Oh, yeah. Well, I do know one thing. My uncle used to play golf with Mike, and he had told him 2 days earlier, book it up for early Sunday because I'll have no picks.
Oh, boy.
I was like, what? Uh-oh. Well, it's going to be a short one. It'll be a long day for us covering that draft back then. We'll be back after this Bet 365 triple option feature.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet.
Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.